When we first moved here, they even run trash machines yet.
And everybody that had grain furnished a man either to haul grain or haul bundles. And my folks, well, Grants owned the thrashing machine at first. And then my folks bought a thrashing machine when Grants decided to quit. And we thrashed for several years. My dad had the machine. And that was really when you really had neighborhood working together, I mean, during that period. And the women always furnished, I mean, always served great big meals, you know, and wherever you were, they had to feed the crew. And they had 6 or 8 bundle racks, which meant 6 or 8 men hauling bundles into the thrash machine and pitching them into the thrash machine, and maybe 1 or 2 spike pitchers in the field that helped the fellows load their bundles. And then, of course, they had the grain haulers that hauled the grain from the thrashing machine and elevated it into the individual where they were thrashing and into their cribs. And in some cases, they might even scoop some corn into a bin for them. But it entailed a lot of work. You cut it in bundles, and then you shocked it, and then you let it dry out or cure, and then you thrashed it. And but then when thrashing was all done, they always had a great big picnic. And of course, that was settling up day. You always paid for the thrashing. I mean, I think they got about a penny and a half or 2 cents a bushel for thrashing it.